conducting these meetings on the railroad strike and was trying to get an agreement out of both sides to give him a little more time, or give the country a little more time.
Of course, he only has to do is ask me.
That night, why, they got a little more time.
I hope you all assumed on the theory it went perceived that I wouldn't throw any stumbling blocks.
Oh, yes, but that's right. But he just wanted you to know what we were doing.
That is very generous.
Now, what to call today was to tell you that in this press conference, which he's conducting right now, he's going to announce the appointment of Suttle.
Oh, he is going to announce
right.
This press conference.
Right.
Well, thank you. Then, so, should I don't need to call him back then, do I?
No, that was all that he...
I would call him back if there's anybody except the president. I want you to thank him for me, Walter, and tell if there's anybody except the president of the United States that call him back. But busy as he is, I feel that every minute pulled off of his energy, it isn't on something... that's urgent right then.
Well, he told me that if your call came on in while this was going on, to take it for him. So that's what he wanted, and that will be announced in the next few minutes.
Now, out of El Paso, they want somebody in El Paso appointed.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you all how I'm going to handle this, what I'm planning to tell the press. When President Kennedy appointed the four judges, they were from Fort Worth, Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston. Four biggest cities. Fifth judge appointed in Texas was from Austin.
Right.
Sixth or seventh. There have been widespread complaints that a lawyer from a small town didn't have a chance.
No.
That if you weren't from a big city, you weren't considered. Well, I don't think this is fair. I don't think this is true. And the president's shown by appointing a lawyer from a county seat town that in the federal judgeship, all lawyers are considered, that a man that the lawyers in the little towns are considered along with those in the big cities.
Yep.
That the small towns of Texas do have representation in the federal judiciary.
That's a good way to handle it.
So I think that we did have this. I had them tell me, Ralph, you all won't pick anybody unless you said, had them tell me you and Lyndon won't pick anybody unless he's a big city and you all think he'd deliver a 100,000 votes.
Yeah, this ought to help dispel that idea.
Yeah, I won't tell you all that, Walter. I think it'll be beneficial along that
line. I'll tell him, and I think that will be helpful.
See, I go to small towns a lot, you know, and after that, Chuck, you and Lyndon just, you all, you got to have your power structure. You won't consider anybody.
You just like the big town boys.
Yeah, just big town boys. Yeah. They all want to go where all the big votes are, what they told
this,
me. Well,
this
I
ought
think
to...
this is... perfect answer right here.
That's right.
That a man from a small town's got going to be considered right along with the lawyer's big town. I'm going to go on that basis.
Well, this will be on the wires in the next few minutes.
Well, thank you for warning me, Walt. They've been asking me, and I would talk about it everywhere I've been. I said, that's a presidential appointment. If you want to know anything about it, call the White House.
Well,
I've been asked about that as much as I have civil rights. I've been begged all over Texas, don't let this announcement come out till the primary is over. Actually, I've got five strong applicants who are county campaign managers.
Oh, really?
Walter.
Oh, well,
some of them are going to be mad as hell, but I'd rather be mad as hell before than after the election.
Well,
I don't think I strung them along.
He could have held it off, but I think he felt like the quicker the better.
I do, too. I think if we held it off, the minute the announcement, they'd think that I deliberately strung them along trying to deceive them.
Our experience is the longer you let these things go, the more they build up their campaigns.
It's getting hotter every day.
That's right.
And I think it's better to get it behind us.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you feel that way.
I sure do. I know it's a lot of these fellows going to blow up bet. I think another month's delay and it'd be twice as bad.
That's right.
Well, thank you, Walter.
Come see us when you get back.
Thank you,
sir.
I'll get in touch with you when I get back up there.
Mighty good.
Thank you, Walter.
You bet.
Will you thank the president for me? I'll see him and thank him in person.
You bet I will.
I know he knows Suttle. Suttle has fought out there in the convention for him, led the fight in 60 to get that delegation instructed to him at Los Angeles.
Yep.
He's been a strong Johnson man all the time. He's been a strong manager for me, a strong one for Johnson. He's been John Garner's business manager,
everybody's,
John Garner's attorney.
Everybody says he'll make a great judge.
I think he'll make a great judge.
Mighty good, sir.
Well, thank you, Walter. Thanks for y'all's cooperation, and I really appreciate everything you've done.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
We'll see you.
Hiya, Trail.